Snap followed Facebook, Netflix, and Twitter by reporting disappointing user growth figures. Daily users of the Snapchat app actually fell by 2% from April to June compared with the previous 3 months. Snap got a vote of confidence, however, from Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, a prominent Saudi investor who has amassed a 2.3% stake.
Cisco expanded its business in cybersecurity by agreeing to pay $2.4 billion for Duo, which provides a two-factor authentication service. With companies increasingly concerned about hacking and identity theft, the market for technology that requires staff to enter additional security details when accessing corporate computer systems is expected to grow rapidly.
America's Department of Justice filed an appeal against a judge's decision to permit the merger of AT&T and Time Warner. The department argues that the judge ignored principles of common sense in his ruling.
The pound fell below $1.29 for the first time in almost a year, as worries mounted that Britain could leave the European Union next March without a trade deal. Britain's trade secretary did little to allay those fears when he gave the odds of crashing out of the EU at 60 to 40. Sterling also hit its lowest level against the euro since last October at €1.11.
Royal Bank of Scotland said it would pay its first dividend since its bailout during the financial crisis. The government still owns a 62.4% stake in RBS. Recommencing payouts may widen the pool of potential investors as the government further reduces its stake.
Indra Nooyi decided to retire as chief executive of PepsiCo after 12 years in the job. During her tenure, Ms. Nooyi steered the company away from its over-reliance on soft drinks and snacks towards healthier foods, juices and water. She saw off a subsequent campaign led by Nelson Peltz, an activist investor, to split the company in two. Her successor is Ramon Laguarta, a PepsiCo veteran.
IKEA opened its first outlet in India. The store, in Hyderabad, differs slightly from IKEA's shops in other countries by offering a wider range of cheap goods, 1,000 of which will sell for less than 200 rupees, that's $2.90, as well as a 1,000-seat restaurant. Indians now, too, will get to know the pleasure of assembling a PAX wardrobe over a weekend.